Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As ARS brings us back to the rhythm section, go ahead and roll the dice. You only live twice. Do it or die, small business owners. That's what got us into this problem, isn't it, folks? Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. John Dini's our guest, our good friend. We're talking about that very topic. John, small business owners, we do it or die. We roll the dice. We are against all odds, and then when time is about to expire, we sit around and we don't want to turn loose. And if we do turn loose, we didn't plan for how that would happen.
Right, right. And while I'm not plugging for me, I'm plugging for Simon Sinek. You know Sinek?
Yep.
Have you read Leaders Eat Last?
Mm-mm.
I talked about it in Hunting in a Farmer's World, and he talks about it from a more scientific standpoint, about how the making of decisions all day long gives you those little hits of dopamine
mm-hmm.
that are hard to replace. I did that. Well, look here, I did another thing over here. And it makes you feel so good, and that is the big void after owning a business.
Mm-hmm. You're faced with your own irrelevance.
Well, it's not irrelevance necessarily, but it's really physical. It's something that gives you that little punch 20, 30, 40 times a day.
And but if you don't have those decisions to make, then the world is moving on. You're thinking, wait a minute, how can the world move on when I haven't contributed to my decision?
Right, right.
That's the irrelevance.
So many guys have come to me, and there's one survey, I don't particularly agree with it, but it says 75% of business owners are unhappy that they sold their business a year later.
Wow.
But that's because they didn't replace it.
Mm-hmm.
That's because, you know, you play golf for a couple of months,
yeah.
or you go hunting a couple of times, and then you're saying, okay, well, that was fine, but what do I do from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. every single day?
How do I fill up my days? Yeah, how do I fill my days? Yeah.
And, you know, so we don't move, we being business owners, entrepreneurs, we don't move away from things. We move toward things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't look over our shoulder very much. If I ask a business owner, what's the biggest thing on your plate right now? He's going to tell me right away, oh, we're going to do this, or I'm waiting for this to happen, or I'm trying to close that.
We don't look back. I mean, if we make a mistake,
right.
we don't look back. We move forward. We take the hit and move on.
Yeah, I picked a solution. It wasn't the right solution. I'll pick another solution.
Yeah.
You know, but if I ask you, what was the biggest thing that happened in your company 4 years ago, you're going to stare at me blankly, like, who cares?
Right.
You know, why would you want to know that? You know, it's in the past. And it's the same thing when you're talking about exiting your company. You know, I get very nervous dealing with people who have this void. Well, when I sell it, I'll start figuring out what I'm going to do. That's too late. You need to be moving towards something. You need to have an idea, whether it's community service or building your retirement house or traveling the world or,
mm-hmm.
You know, moving closer to the grandkids or whatever. But you have to have an objective that you say, as soon as I get rid of this company, this is what I'm waiting to do.
And let me stick one thing in here, John, the reason why this is a little bit surprising to some people out there in the regular world, civilian, we'll call them civilians, right, is because when they retire from their job, they don't have that problem because they might have liked their job, but most people didn't love their job.
Right.
And so moving on meant they didn't have to go to work. And if you're a business owner, you're thinking, wow, I can't – what do you mean I can't go to work?
Well, that's because your business Everywhere you look, everything you touch is an extension of you.
That's exactly right.
You decided how all the employees would do their jobs. You decided what the furniture was going to look like. You decided the product you sell. You decided what customers you wanted to work with. You've built this entire universe that is owner-centric. It comes back to you. Every single bit of it, you can look at it and say, that's the result of a decision I made.
And, you know, if and John,
don't have that.
You've known about these workout situations where when somebody sells their business to a bigger company, they have the owner stay on and consult, and they do a workout for three or four, sometimes up to 5 years, but usually it's 2 or 3 years. In my experience, nine out of ten of them never last and never make it to the end because they can't stand to see what the new company looks like.
Right. I agree. They hate it. They hate it.
So what do we do? How do we get started for the next segment? How do we solve this?
Just sit down and start thinking about life after. Face the fact. Stop putting it off. Stop saying I'll wait until I have to, or I'll wait until the right opportunity comes, and start thinking about what the opportunity needs to look like and what you would do if it was in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What about if we took an inventory of the? What if we said, okay, what are the 3 to 5 things that really fulfill me in a day? What are the 3 to 5 things that really fulfill me in a day? And how could I find that out when I'm not doing my business?
Okay, right. Making decisions in my business cannot be number one on that list.
Exactly. Hold on to that thought. John, I need your website quickly, please.
Go to johnfdeeney.com. You'll find all our different stuff there. You can get to the books. You can get to the services.
Your Exit Map. It's a Mac. It's the most beautiful book I've ever seen, folks. You'll love it. And it's also really good stuff inside. Your Exit Map. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.